Just another parked car.
Oh shit! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm so sorry! Oh, fuck! I can't believe I just did that. Here, take my napkins. I'll go get more.
She ran off before I could even process what happened. With a chestnut ponytail bobbing out of her snapback and a pert ass popping out of tiny cutoff shorts, I watched her bounce that ass up the stairs to the nearest food court. Whoever that hot brunette was, she'd managed to cover my favorite jersey. Formerly very white jersey, in a cascade of ketchup, mustard, and relish. The game had barely started, and there I was looking like I'd just taken a nosedive at a local diner after a hard night of drinking. A few minutes later, she came back, clutching enough paper towels and wet naps the stadium should have charged her for theft, along with two beers deftly held in one hand.
"Here, these should help,"
she said, leaning over to hand me the towels.
"Also, I grabbed another beer for you as an extra apology."
I could tell from the look in her eyes she genuinely felt bad, but it wasn't her eyes I was focused on. When she leaned over to hand me the beer, the dip in her shirt was just low enough to give me a good view of her cleavage. She didn't have huge breasts, but there was more than enough for a satisfying handful to squeeze. On top of that, her nipples were glaringly hard from the rapidly cooling fall air, only adding to her appeal. With the game now in full swing, I did my best to clean off the stains so I could finally start paying attention to the reason I was here in the first place. A buddy of mine had managed to snag tickets to one of the away games for a team who'd finally made the playoffs this season, but he couldn't go because of a funeral. "Remember to thank Jerry again," I thought to myself as I finished my first beer and began working on the one she'd brought me. I soon learned my assailant's name was Alexandra.
"Just call me Alex."
A local with a passion for sports, beer, and her job as a controller for some startup. Conversation came easily enough between us, helped by the fact our teams were longtime rivals with plenty of history to discuss during lulls in the game. Wasn't until around the sixth inning in my third beer or so, though, that I realized she was flirting more than talking shop. Damn, hot and thirsty? Maybe I should go out of town more often.
"So, Emmanuel,"
she said to me as the game began to wind down, and it was obvious her team was going to win.
"Nothing's open around here to get that jersey clean before you head back to New York, and I know they were a limited edition. Why don't you let me take care of it for you? I got all the shit for it at my place. I could drive you back to your hotel, and then I can sleep well knowing I took care of the guy I unloaded my hot dog onto. Even if he is rooting for the wrong team,"
she finished with a sly wink. Attempting not to think about the words "unload" and "hot dog" being used in the same sentence proved futile. This girl was obviously down to fuck, and now all I could imagine were her plump, pink lips wrapped around my cock as I jettisoned my cum against the back of her throat. Trying to suppress the image before my hardening dick got any more obvious, I pretended to hesitate for a second. I finally agreed with a shrug and a casual, "Yeah, that'd be all right." The drive back to her place took half as long as it took to walk to her car from the stadium. My team lost, of course. But I almost didn't care, since I had a decent buzz going now, and was excited at the prospect of fucking this fiery little brunette. "So, Alex, you usually dump food on guys to get them out of their clothes?" I jested as we neared her place.
"Only the traitors,"
she admitted with a laugh.
"Usually I'm a lot more, straightforward."
She left it at that as we continued driving through the city night, eventually pulling up alongside a three-story building, the kind split into a few apartments, but that still costs enough they could be someone's mortgage. I reached for the door handle when she finished parking, wondering just how straightforward I could get her to be, when I felt her tug at the shoulder of my soiled jersey.
Hey, not so fast, mister.
Huh?
If I'm gonna get you dirty, I'm gonna finish the job,
Alex said, as she proceeded to reach down and fuss with my pants for a moment before pulling out my already semi-erect cock. Not a moment later, I felt those delicate, pink lips start to lick and kiss the tip of my dick, letting her saliva begin to drip its way down the length of the shaft, as the occasional car droned by beside us, although it was too dark for them to make out much, if anything, as they passed. I pushed Alex's hair back to get a better view of her blowing me under what little light the street lamps provided. Her mouth was so fucking warm, she knew exactly how to flick the edge of her tongue up and down my frenulum, as though with that motion alone she could coax out the cum currently building up in my balls. So this is what it's like to fraternize with the enemy, I remarked with a lazy grin as I reclined the seat slightly and reached one hand down to push her head farther down my dick, albeit gently. Quickly submitting to my guidance, she started sucking harder while firmly grabbing the shaft and stroking it from the base to meet her lips, saliva dripping onto her fingers and lubricating her flesh. This girl knew how to give a blowjob. Her hands only barely made it around the thickness of my cock, continuing to tug it emphatically as she sucked. If she kept that up, I'd be coming in no time. The tension in my balls quickly began to escalate as her head bobbed with increasing intensity in my cock, now more and more often releasing her grip to allow my glands to glide against the back of her throat. Her mouth was entirely full now, and I felt myself preparing to unload inside of her.
Oh, fuck. I'm about to come.
I warned Alex, as my engorged cock began to throb with impatience, and I started to fuck her mouth harder. Her response was to take every inch of my dick into her face, only gagging slightly as my cum began to shoot out of it and plaster her uvula in a thick, white fluid. Wave after wave of cum spilled down her throat in sticky, white cascades, until my body finally relented and I relaxed into the car seat, spent. Fuck, was all I could say when she finally removed her lips from my cock, gazing up at me with a demure smile. She then proceeded to use the bottom portion of my jersey as a stand-in cum rag, wiping her mouth off with the pre-soiled fabric before using it to soak up any remaining traces of moisture from my dick.
Now, you're proper dirty,
she said, unbuckling her seatbelt.
So how about you come upstairs with me and let me get you cleaned up?